Hey, welcome to the new CNADHD podcast. I'm your host, Liz Lewis, and I don't want to produce another boring podcast.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you go in iTunes, there are like 100 podcasts now about ADHD. Seriously, do it. Look, you'll be shocked. And I don't want to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. The CNADHD podcast is your place to get the best information and hear from the best experts in the field of ADHD. I take all this information and I make it understandable, actionable, and hopefully a little fun. It does not suck.
Welcome to episode 317. I am your host, Liz Lewis, and this is a really fun conversation with Lynn Miner-Rosen. We're going to talk about how we can help ADHD students be a little bit more successful in college, struggle a little bit less, choose a major, make big decisions about career and moving forward with their lives, because a lot of us with ADHD go off to college and sometimes we don't have a plan. Who, me? Yeah. So listening to this conversation, it's a good one. I think it's pretty informative. Lynn has some great examples. And if you stick around till the very end, there is actually a free downloadable on Lynn's website for all of my listeners. So listen in and get to know Lynn Miner-Rosen.
Okay, Lynn Miner-Rosen. Did I say your name right?
Yes, perfect.
Okay. Welcome to CNADHD.
Thank you. Great to see you. It's great to be with you and participate with this, and I'm so excited about it.
Well, I'm excited too, and I'm trying to think, how did I meet you? I didn't just meet you on Instagram, did I?
No, I've actually sent you a few messages. I've been following you on Instagram, and you put out, you know, oh, my favorite ADHD expert that I'm really geeking out and following. And I wrote, what about me?
Well, that's the thing about
me. I'm not shy.
Well, that's the thing about me is I really, my mission, and it says it at the beginning of the podcast. I think it actually says it. My whole thing is that I want to meet with and collaborate with the people in the know, like all these experts, and I want to make it fun and informational. And yeah, you are an expert on the transition into college. Am I right?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm an ADHD coach. I'm ICF from the International Coaching Federation. I'm credentialed as an ADHD coach. I'm also credentialed as a career coach and a life coach. And when I started coaching about 8 years ago, I really saw that there was, you know, just this kind of gap in kids and the help that they are getting and the direction that they're getting. And it's not just transition from high school to college, but it's, okay, how do I succeed in college? And then how do I succeed in a career after that?
And I confess to you that I went to college twice. I went to college and I was probably on paper successful at it, but I kind of went without any plan.
Yeah. And a lot of students go without a plan, and that can be okay. But there's a lot of pressure at a very young age to make decisions about your future. And that's where I come in. Because I see there's a lot of challenges there.
So that pressure is still there. I mean, I was in high school in the 90s, and they pretty much started around ninth grade in my district, pushing us toward college, and this is what you got to do, and you got to choose a really good major. I mean, it started right around ninth grade, I'd say, and that's still a thing.
Yeah, definitely. It's still a thing, and people are spending a lot of money on college. You hear about it all the time, about college expenses, college debt. It's a huge decision whether to go to college or not go to college, which college, a two-year college, four-year college, or, you know, not, or take a gap year or a gap year in after 2 years. I mean, there's so many different options, but there's a lot of decisions that are being made at a very young age.
Well, I don't even think I was ever given the option. Like, nobody ever said you could take a gap year. That was never discussed, actually. And now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think they even discussed anything but four-year universities.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Now, that might be my district, because my district was always very oriented toward preparing for college. And I was in like an advanced placement program, so that might have something to do with it. I don't know. Well, and I have a question for you. Why, I'm going to say historically, because I know my husband and I have discussed this as well. Why, at what point did we decide that we needed to try to push all of our kids into college?
I don't know the exact point, but a lot of it is because of earning power, careers, what's expected in the business world, what our culture is now is, you know, to get ahead and to get in the field of our choice. We're competing against a lot of other people that have skills, that have experience, and that have education.
Yeah. I've been feeling lately, though, that even like a bachelor's degree is sort of a dime a dozen. Like, I mean, everybody has a bachelor's degree.
That could be, but people with ADHD are particularly challenged in that area. And also, you know, we can talk about this a little bit more with ADHD. You know, the maturity level and the decision making at 17 or 18 is really challenging for somebody with ADHD. And, you know, a lot of what we know from studies is that our brain, our frontal lobe is not maturing until we're 26. So that decision to go to college or not go to college or what kind of job is as hard, it could be as hard as learning how to read or write or multiply or divide. I mean, it can produce a lot of anxiety.
Oh, yes. I mean, yes. I think it produces a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wrote down on here, what do you think are some of the challenges for college freshmen, I'll say with ADHD?
Yeah, and I'm really, you know, I'm sure your audience is mostly parents, and hopefully there are parents out there and there are high school students out there and college students, but I think that in high school, when you're starting to think about what college you're going to go to, and the first question that people ask you, what are you majoring in? And a lot of students are asked this question and having to make that decision before they're really ready to understand what that means and how to do that. So they get a lot of pressure before they're even in college to pick a major. And there's a lot of high school programs that help students research jobs and careers and options. And, you know, I've used this word research before, and I get a lot of pushback from parents, you know, oh, my son or daughter will never do any research, you know. But let's think about it this way. When you're going on vacation, how much do you look on the internet to choose a vacation? Like, what hotel? Where are you going to go? How long are you going to stay there? What are the kids going to do when we're there? Or even picking a car. What color is it? How many doors? You know, does it have nav or not have nav? I mean, we spend hours on the internet looking for cars and vacations. But we're not spending that much time with kids thinking about careers or majors. So that's part of it, is to start early and think about it. But the problem with people with ADHD and young people with ADHD, or that executive functioning challenges, and we all know what that is, you know, that the way that our brain works, who's running the show up in our brain. It's one of the struggles for people with ADHD, young people, is thinking about what their future is going to look like. It's very hard. Their brain doesn't automatically do that. And there's other things that come into play with ADHD. They might have low self-esteem. They might not believe in their abilities and their knowledge, or they get stuck and they think, well, my friends know what major they want. My friends know exactly what they want to do, and I have no idea what I want to do. So ADHD can add a lot of anxiety to this decision about a major, and so much anxiety that it makes students freeze and they don't want to think about it. I've had clients tell me, I don't want to think about it because that means I have to be an adult. So they just don't think about it. Mm-hmm. There are also they're asked over and over again, what do you want to do when you grow up? What's your major going to be? What are you going to study in college? And they have no idea. And then the parents will often, or friends or family, say, well, you have to pick something. How are you going to support yourself? Or what's the point of going to college? So all of those messages, they're kind of negative. They really create more anxiety. And thus, it creates a person who doesn't want to do anything at all. So it's a real push-me-pull-you.
So once they're there, let's say they've gotten into college and mom and dad drop them off, whatever, leave, you're in your room. What other roadblocks are they running into or are you hearing about?
Yeah, well, parents, I know parents mean well, and I know they really want to help their students. But it's, you know, when you really, parents should try not to tell kids what they should and should not do. Should not push them like, oh, you know, if you don't do well in high school, you're going to do terrible in college. Or they're not going to like school, or they're not going to be motivated, or they have to start being an adult and take care. There's a lot of negative stuff, and I think we have to turn it into a positive and really open up the world to our kids and show them all the different possibilities that are out there.
Well, I was going to ask you that. How do parents, I have my own opinions, but how do parents help and hurt this process?
Well, I think it's important that kids really have experiences. That's one thing. So to invite them to talk to friends and family that do different occupations. Talk about things that they love and what type of careers you could do with that. You could make a list of 10 things that you really love. So I'm going to put, after this, we talk today, I'm going to give you some worksheets and things like that that you can actually do to help you, you know, decide what would be the great area. Some other things are, I really recommend once they're in college to pick a major, is to attend college fairs. And you can start doing that when you're a freshman. And meet people, talk to people. Those people that are at the college fairs, they want to meet you. They're excited to talk to you. They want to tell you all about their company and what type of jobs they have. So go there and talk to people. Also, talk to alumni or recent grads and ask them what they do and what major they had. Take lots of electives. Learn about things. That's, college is a great place to learn about things. Or, you know, work with the career office or a career coach to help you figure out what your interests are, your goals are, your desires, your skills, all of those things.
So it sounds to me like if parents can try to keep a little bit of an open mind and not push them toward what they think needs to happen, that would probably be good.
Yeah, I think what I hear is a lot of parents telling their kids, you know, you're not good at math, so don't study accounting. And that's not necessarily correlated. Or, you know, my son does not like a desk job, for sure. They will not like a desk job, so forget any of those careers. Or, you know, when I grew up, I was a lawyer and I hated it. You know, you want to try to keep open-minded with your children and not put your preconceived ideas and judgments on them. And that's hard to do because you want to protect your kids. I have two children. I have a 23-year-old and a 25-year-old. And I would love to say, no, that's not for you, or this would be for you. But you want to have conversation and have it when you're both calm, without demands, without shoulds and shouldn'ts. And really just talk to them about broadening their awareness about what's out there.
Yeah. Well, do you see a lot of, you know, we live in this age of, what do they call them, helicopter parents?
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of parents who, maybe because their child has ADHD or some other neurodivergent condition, do you see a lot of parents who have provided so much support and structure and oversight for that child's entire, you know, adolescence and teen years that when they go off to college, there's a problem? Have you seen that?
No doubt. I see it all the time. And parents, they love their kids. There's no doubt. Every parent I talk to really loves their kids, and they want the best for them. And they worry about them. They've seen, you know, when you have a son or a daughter that's got challenges in school, you want to take care of them and make it okay for them. And you don't want your son or daughter to be sad or stressed or nervous. So you try everything you can to protect them. But going to college takes a lot of independence. And I think parents, instead of trying to protect their kids, they need to show their kids and teach them what they should know to be independent. Show them how to cook. Make sure they get a job as early as possible. Even if they're volunteering, volunteer. I worked since I'm 10. I was a babysitter. I did car washes. I started working for a friend's retail store at 14. At 16, I had a job, and I've always had a job. And I think that kids need to be out in the world and get experience so they know what they like and what they don't like. And if parents hover and protect their kids too much, they're going to have kids that are anxious, filled with anxiety, resent. And if they choose a career they don't like, they're not going to do well at it. If they choose a major they don't like, they're not going to do well at it. We know with ADHD that the motivation isn't getting good grades or making a lot of money. The motivation is really enjoying what you're doing, finding that passion and something that really drives you.
Yeah, I mean, I know that for me, and my parents, maybe they were different in this way. My parents didn't expect me to work. And I will say that having a job from the time I was 16, it did, having a job and a boss expected me to show up at a certain time, even when I was 16, like it did kind of prepare me in ways for going to college because I was used to having people expecting things from me. So, and I also joined a sorority. So if my grades weren't where they were supposed to be,
yeah,
or like technically they could kick you out. And I had to pay dues. So it was one of those weird things, like, because I wanted to stay and party,
hey,
I had to flunk out.
That's the motivation. Whatever works.
Exactly.
And you found what motivated you.
Yeah.
Grades alone are not a motivation.
No, it wasn't that. And it certainly wasn't, like, picturing the future or something.
That's okay, too. I mean, that's... And you know what? What I also wanted to share with you, to share with your parents out there, is that not everybody's ready to go to a four-year college, nor do they have to. The two-year colleges, I coached so many students that went to a four-year college. They got in, they're super smart, because most people with ADHD are super smart. I have no doubt that they can all get into college, no doubt. You know, they'll pass the SATs, they'll look great on an application, but they might not be ready emotionally and maturity-wise. And if they go to a two-year college and learn about, you know, and really start that way and then transfer to a four-year school, that's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that. No employer is going to say, oh, you did that. It doesn't matter. It is a good, some people aren't ready yet for the four-year college experience.
I'm so glad you said that because, I mean, when I was in the 90s, when I was in school, there was no talk of two-year schools at all. And I almost think there was like a weird stigma about it. Like,
yeah,
only people who can't do other stuff will go to the community college.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I'm glad that you said that because that is a good point. So when we're still in high school, what are the things we should be, the conversations we should be having, and the stuff we should be thinking about going into this college stuff?
Okay. First of all, everybody needs to know that even when you choose a major, that first of all, it's okay to go to college without knowing your major. That's number one. College is the time. It's a great opportunity to take electives, take classes, join clubs, volunteer, do an internship, do a job shadow. That's a great time to really explore what you might want to do. So if you don't have a major in college, sometimes they ask you to pick a major. Some schools, they insist on it. but also know you can change your major. Recent studies have shown that most students change their major at least once. And many students change their major multiple times. And that's okay. It doesn't matter, no matter what stage you're in college. If you don't connect with the major and you don't like it, then you should think about changing it. It's okay. And, you know, they need to know that they have resources in college. You have advisors, and you can work with the career office or your advisor, or even talk to professors. This is the biggest thing I've done for my clients, is to help them get up enough nerve and feel comfortable to ask the professor what type of careers are connected to this subject.
Yeah, I was always very afraid of those professors.
And the professors have turned out to be the best person for my clients to go to. I have one story. Do we have time for me to tell you a story? Okay, so I have one client. He was going to school, and he was studying accounting. He majored in accounting. He took all the classes. He said, you know what? I don't really like it. It's really not for me. He was also getting a lot of pushback from his family. Oh, you're not going to like that. You're not good with numbers. And that was really hard. You know, he was getting a lot of that. And he decided to shift to marketing. And then he wanted an internship, and he wanted to get some experience in marketing. And I said, why don't you ask the professor? He went to that professor. The professor liked him so much anyway, because he was working really hard in the class. The professor that minute typed an email to a friend and said, my student so-and-so is looking for an internship. Can you help him out? That minute.
Right.
Professors are really valuable. I had another client that said, I really want to study sociology, but what kind of jobs can I do with a sociology major? And I said, ask the professor. And she did it and got all these great ideas about jobs. So that's just one, you know, you have so many resources in college that can really help.
Well, and I would guess that the professors appreciate a kid with the initiative to ask.
Yes. Yes, professors want to give their help. They want to give advice. They love to help students.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I've read and heard many times about ADHD is that, you know, we are interest-based. It has to be something we really like, especially over the long haul. So if you think about college, even if you go in undecided, you kind of have to at some point, well, first of all, what are your thoughts on people that don't choose a major? Because I have a friend who's really struggling with her 22-year-old son who's been in college and has not graduated, and he just keeps taking classes. There's no, like, end goal in sight.
That is a real challenge, because students in college, and we talk about that maturity level and initiative and anxiety. You know, I don't know if that parent is... Well, how are you going to support yourself? How are you going to pay for yourself when you graduate? I'm not going to pay for you. You're going to be off on... I had one client whose parents told them that he was high-functioning autism. He was Asperger's. And they told him that if he didn't do well and pick a good major, and he was in high school at the time, that he would be on the street, sleeping on the street.
Yeah.
And basically, he was so... filled with anxiety from that he could not see past that.
Yeah.
So we have to bring down the expectations and anxieties and kind of reframe it as, you know, how do you want it to look? What do you see yourself as? Let's talk about it in a friendly way. Let's explore different things. And then ultimately, I would recommend a career coach, because that's what I do with a lot of my clients when they're stuck, is I work with them, and they have an accountability partner, and we do worksheets each week, and we talk about their interests and their skills, and we do assessments and really build on that. But I also try to broaden their ideas about what different careers are out there, because they don't know.
Yeah.
And that's another problem that gets in with with kids with ASD is that the way, and I heard this from Temple Grandin, and I saw her last December. She's written some amazing books about careers, and she said to me, you know, she gave me all kinds of pointers. She was so wonderful. But she said, kids, especially with ASD, need to experience something. They won't know what it's like until they do it. So it's super important to get them to volunteer, to shadow somebody on the job, mm-hmm. to ask questions, to actually take them to Home Depot and see what it's like if they work there.
Yeah.
So it's really important for parents to help their student broaden their ideas till they find what's right for them.
Well, what about the students that maybe chose a major and it's working and they're doing okay, the grades are fine, but there's always, this is the thing, and you know this about ADHD, there's always like the shiny lure of, you know, especially in college, parties and different things.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you maintain a high level of, maybe not even high, a passing level of motivation, you know, over the long haul of college? Because no matter how much you like something, there are going to be moments when you're like, I just don't want to do this. Or I want to go with my friend down the street to the party. You know, how do we keep kids over this period of time interested in things and motivated to do the work? And it gets harder. The longer you're in college, the work gets more demanding. So what do we do?
I think that's up to the student. I think that's where we kind of, let's look at the language. How do we as parents help our kids? You know, that's, we should be doing that before they go to college. Giving them that security that they can make good decisions. Building up their confidence. Telling them how valuable they are. Positive stuff. Positive, positive. And giving them opportunities to explore different things, whether it's a summer camp that has lots of different things that they can do, whether it's following somebody at a job or getting a job or volunteering somewhere. I mean, you want to get them ready before college, because in college, they really have to learn how to motivate themselves. And that's, you know, that's a whole nother... You know, that's what also I do as a coach. I help them to stay motivated, but a lot of students are self-motivated without a coach because they know what they have to do to graduate and they know what they have to do to get a job.
Yeah. In your notes to me, you wrote that you should have a backup plan. How do you make a backup plan?
Oh, you, a good question. What I meant by that is when you are choosing a major or a college based on that major, have a backup. You know, have a, okay, well, if this major doesn't work, what's my second choice?
Okay.
You know, if you're focused on vet school, on being a veterinarian, focus, 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 and then you find out that you have to take chemistry and physics and you have to go to medical school and get a graduate degree, you know, when you're 17 and somebody tells you that, you're like, eh, no problem, I can do that. When you're 19 or 20 or 22 and you go, I can't do that, then you want the backup. What's my alternative? What's the backup plan?
I'm thinking that's where I went wrong when I was in college, because I went in as a nursing major. And, you know, I'm still interested in science. I always was. But when I hit that first anatomy class, I was like, Oh, this isn't going to work.
That's right.
Because it was the first time I ever had to work hard at something.
Yeah.
School was easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time that I was like, I don't know if I can do this science stuff.
Yeah. And that's when I said many students switched their major, and many have multiple changes and switches, and that's okay. Parents shouldn't stress about that. That shouldn't cause the son or daughter anxiety, because ultimately you don't want them to have anxiety, because it will prevent them from learning in all of their classes.
Yeah, I don't think I got a lot of pressure about changing the major. I think my parents were more
surprised by it because I had always been on the same path. I think they were surprised, but I don't think they were upset by the change. Although I do remember my dad saying, don't you think you should get a teaching cert or something? Like, if you get a degree in literature, then what? You know, my dad was funny about it, but well, my mom was a teacher. So I think that's why.
Yeah.
It was almost a default. It was almost a default. They were like, well, then you're going to have to get a teaching cert.
Yes. And a lot of parents do that now. You know, I'm a lawyer. You should be a lawyer. I had one family recently, last year. They were both doctors. And their son went to a very prestigious school. I will not name the school because I keep everything private with my clients. And he graduated and said, I don't want to be a doctor. I do not. And his parents were really, really upset about that. He had graduated college and they were so disappointed. And I think that's the message I want to get out in this podcast is, you know, really be positive with your kids. Try not to bring your own disappointments to them and let them flourish and explore and be there to help them and support them.
Well, and that's, you know, that's one of the things I always say. My child is only 8. He'll be 9. And I always say, I don't want to push my issues, like my personal issues and past failures. Like, I don't want to push it onto him, you know?
Yeah, I remember my son when he was really little was into his cars. And mom, I'm going to be a limousine driver when I grow up. And I said, Joe, you can be anything you want to be.
Yeah.
And he's graduating next week from New York State Trooper Academy.
Okay.
Stationed in Manhattan as a trooper. So, and that's what he wanted to do. That's his passion. He also has an undergrad in nursing, and he was a firefighter and a police officer paramedic. But again, I never pushed him. He explored what was his passion, and he knew that very young. And I never said, oh, no, you don't want to be a firefighter. You don't want to be a paramedic or a trooper. I never said that. It was always about, Joe, you have to follow your dreams. You have to follow your passion. Because that's what's going to make you successful and happy.
At what age could you start talking about those things, do you think?
Oh, I would start right now with Elliot and read what Berenstain Bears and Their Careers. There's a great book I used to read to my kids all the time. All explore careers. Just you want to open up all the different careers and show it to them. And have them see it and hear about it and learn about it all the time. There's tons of books about careers. I love that Berenstain Bears, though, because it has like pictures of a nurse, a doctor, but it has all different careers. And I think it's important that kids really are exposed to as much as they can.
Well, and one of the things, and I was going to ask you this question to wrap up or whatever. My husband and I were talking about this. We were both raised in families where it was just assumed that you would go to college. And we really, really want our son to understand that that is not our requirement. Like, you are not required to go to college. You can, if what you desire to do will require a degree, you're probably going to have to go. But we don't know how to navigate that. Like, for us, that's a weird shift in mindset. And even in our district where we live, which is the same district I grew up in, their orientation is very much toward, you know, they track kids. These are the smart kids. We'll try to get some of them into Ivy League schools. And then we're going to get these regular college-bound kids into all the state schools here in Pennsylvania. And then we have some kids down here that probably won't go to college, you know? And like, that's what they do.
Yeah.
And I feel that way. And I'm seeing it now. And I'm trying to navigate this with him and have these conversations. And it's a weird shift when you grew up around a family that expected you to go to school. My sister-in-law is Ivy League educated. So for us to like look at our son and be like, no, you don't have to go to college. It's so
awkward. Nowadays, you know, a technical job or out there, the field is wide open and there's so much opportunity in the technical area or in trade. Trade schools, yeah. You know, a lot of people that went into trades 30 years ago are now retiring. So those jobs are open. So that's always an alternative. You know, I think the thing is when you're talking to Elliot about college, I'm going to just use him and you because you brought that story up. he has no idea what you're talking about because he's never been to a college and he doesn't know what college is. So it's, I think you have to wait to have that conversation. He's going to learn it in school. He's going to hear it from the teachers and everything. But I don't even think that that needs to be in a conversation until they get to be like in high school, eighth and ninth grade. But you want to always have conversations about life, about what people do. How did they get there? What is their day like? What is it like working as this? What is it like working at that? I think parents have to get away from telling them and sharing or teaching.
Yes.
It's not easy. I was a parent.
Well,
not easy.
I mean, as a parent, you have this child with children. And I do think that whether we like it or not, we put certain expectations on them.
Yeah.
And you realize, you know, probably when they're less than a year old, that this is a separate human.
Yes.
that all of the things that maybe were in your head may not be exactly what you're.
Correct. And you can't protect them from everything. I mean, my youngest, who's 23 now, he was so smart, gifted, merit scholar. He was on track to go to MIT or Harvard. And he got into college and hated it. No, thank you. So that's what we have to keep in mind, that we can't put our ideas on them. We can educate them, share what we know, and have conversations, and take them places and talk about what people do. And
yeah, and
the more they're exposed to, the better.
I would like to think that if my son went away one semester to college and was like, I hate this, that he would tell me. Like,
yes.
I hate it here, and can I come home?
Yes.
You know, I would like to think he would tell me.
He will. They will. But summer camp, there are lots of summer camps that are geared to different things. We talked about gap year. I have a friend who has a, it's ADHD focus and learning disabilities. It's a summer camp called SOAR, S-O-A-R. And I know he's been talking about a gap year. We're going to be doing a panel talk at the Learning Disabilities Association conference in February about gap years. So, you know, there are other options that are out there, and it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think more people should look into this gap year.
But the gap year should be a time where they're exploring themselves and working. It's not a gap year to travel the world. That's different. Mm-hmm. That I don't recommend.
Well, yeah. I feel like if he wants to travel, he's going to have to fund that on his own. So.
Well, that too. But I think a gap year where they're working, getting experience, or taking courses to explore what's good for them, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, I have one other story to tell you, because this is very typical of a parent and an ADHD kid. I have one client who went to school, and he got in the band his first year. He was a wonderful drummer, super talented, really, really smart, went to college, never worked while he was in college because his mom just wanted him to get through school and do well and be, you know, and get good grades. He didn't have a job. He never went to the career office. He never thought about careers or assessments. He just assumed that he was going to graduate and get a job in music, something. And so there's two bits of information, tidbits there, and that I want to share is that don't let them wait until they graduate to do something about their career. They need to start when they're freshmen, and they need to explore lots of different things when they're freshmen. But here's what really happened is I started working with him on his interests and desires and things that really moved him. And he found out, he said, you mean I don't have to get a job in music? He said, I always thought because I was a music major and into drumming and being a drummer, that I had to stay in the music industry when I graduated. he started to look into things that interested him, like physical therapy and musical therapy and occupational therapy. And he shadowed a physical therapist for a day and came back and said, that's what I want to do. And he signed up to go back to school to get a master's degree. And it was a shock for him when we were working together. I could see it in his face. And he said, you mean I don't have to stay in music? But he always thought he had to be in music. Nobody ever talked about careers the whole time he was in college.
Huh. That is so demonstrative of what of where some of us are at that age, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, he thought he had his mission college, boom, he'll get it, and then realized, oh, I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I can change my mind.
Yeah. Well, any last thoughts or things you want to share
about
majors, college?
Yeah. So I think, you know, I'm going to repeat this again. It's important for parents. Don't push your kids into college unless they're ready. If they start out in a two-year program, that's fine. But also really try not to put your judgment on the kids. Try not to make them think that you only will love them if they go to law school. Let them know that you're going to love them if they want to be a limousine driver, if they're going to love them as well. And, you know, you want to support your kids. You want to love them and try to limit that anxiety. I also want to share with your audience that I'm going to put together a free worksheet just for them. This is private, just for your audience, that they can download. They can give it to their high school student or their college student. And it's going to help them really explore majors, explore their direction in college. The worksheet's going to talk about interests, what they used to do, talk about their skills and activities, their values, what they really value in their life, talking about how to research occupations and careers and things like that. So it would be a free for them. And all they have to go to is, okay, the freebie is at www.lmrcoaching.com/CEINADHD. CEINADHD, just like your podcast name.
I will link to this as well. In case they don't catch it, I will link to it as well. Well, thank you so much, Lynn.
Oh, it was my pleasure. This was so much fun.
It was, especially because, I don't know, I was one of those kids who went to college and was a little lost with it. I mean, I made it through, but I was a little lost with it. And I think a lot of people could probably benefit from more of a career coach. And the parents, too. I think it would actually help the parents and the students to work with someone like you.
Thank you. Yes. It does help. It does help.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Lynn. I had a really good time recording it. I think the bottom line here is that parents need to keep an open mind and try not to push our own expectations, maybe our past failures. Try not to push all of that off onto our kids. Really let them explore. Let them figure out who they are. And it's okay. Not everybody has to go to college necessarily. There are lots of careers and trades and things you can do in this world that aren't just about college. Don't forget to go get your download from Lynn's website. I will link to it. Also, the annual International Conference on ADHD is coming up. I'm going. I'm a good time. And if you want to hang out more with me, check out the ADHD Enclave. You know, it's a private community. It is off of social media. I'm not pulling you out of your life. I'm helping you to stay more in your life. Like I always say, we are stronger together.